Today we are going to talk to Bina Gurasia. Bina Gurasia runs Bina Gurasia's Kitchen. This is an artisan mithai and a cake business. Well, I call it a business, but Bina ji, as she is today a grandmother, so she runs it out of her house kitchen and she runs it passionately. She ensures that she's got the best ingredients as she hates to compromise on taste. So let's get into the conversation with Bina ji and find out some yummy, delicious eggless cakes, Indian fusion cakes, and a lot more that will keep you drooling. Good day, Bina ji. How are you today?
I'm good, Gautam ji. Thank you.
Bina ji, welcome. Welcome to hearmeout.online. And we have an interesting and a very delicious conversation today.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So, Bina ji, tell us about Bina Gurasia's Kitchen.
Bina Gurasia's Kitchen was actually a dream that my father had, and I'm fulfilling his dream. He passed away last year, and he really wanted me to start something because he knew I had the capacity to do it. And so I launched it this year in January, full time. And we do lots of different things, but our main focus is those delicious, beautiful, fudgy, decadent Indian mithais. And we have about 20 flavors, and we make them fresh. They're artisan style, and they're packed beautifully. And people just love them. They keep coming back for more and more and more. Wow. And we also do eggless cakes. And we specialize in Indian fusion cakes. So any mithai that you can think of, for example, rasmalai, we make a rasmalai cake. And then we make bundi laddu cakes. And we've come up with a red velvet bundi laddu cake that's become a big hit as well. We've got loki halwa cake, gajar halwa cake, and any other mithai that you can think of, we can create it into a cake.
Wow, is this for real? I mean, can you really have a rasmalai cake and a loki halwa cake?
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. Oh, if they drop into my Facebook page, they can see all the reviews and the photos of all the cakes that we've done till the date.
Oh, I don't know about what the others are going to feel when they listen to this.
You must try one, Gautam ji.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And Bina ji, I must say that I've already been a fan. I have already tasted this. We've had some excellent mithais that came over to us. So it is definitely mouth-watering. And I don't know what everybody else is going to feel when they're listening to this, but my mouth is really drooling right now. So I love rasmalai. And actually, I just had one last night. So I'm just thinking how a rasmalai cake would look, taste like. It's awesome.
It'll be delicious. I guarantee you, it's one of our most popular. And we make about 15 of them in a week. That's...
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's in our little kitchen, it's a home kitchen, so it's licensed kitchen.
I don't see this in Brisbane. Are you the only one who's doing artisan mithais and luxury mithais and Indian fusion cakes?
As far as I know, the way that I'm doing it, I don't think anybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
There are commercial mithai places, but they don't have that feel and that love that that an individual person would put into it. And my objective is I cook with love. And I want that love to go through my food to the person on the other side that's eating it. And I've succeeded so far to do that, to get the love out there. And that's my objective more than anything else.
Wow. That's really amazing, because I believe a lot of other mithai shops are commercial and they're driven by making volumes. But you are making each mithai with your own hands in your own home kitchen, which makes a lot of difference, I believe.
Yes, yes. Recently, we had a festival in India. They celebrate Tej and Raksha Bandhan, and then there's Rishi Panchami. Yeah. And there's a mithai that's very popular and usually is seen around those times. It's called Ghevar. And we made Ghevar at home and we posted it, and it became absolutely wild. We had so many orders. We made about 100 Ghevar in 2 weeks. Oh. And each Ghevar takes about 15 minutes to make.
Oh, wow. Is that...
That's it. Yes. It's got a lot of science and technology that goes behind making the Ghevar.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I'm really, really looking forward to now to come to your stall at the Indian Cultural Expo. So what are you bringing?
Please,
what are you bringing along?
I'll be bringing lots of different mithais. Cakes, unfortunately, need refrigeration. So if you are interested in any cakes, please do order them and then we will try to get them to you. But yes, definitely all a whole range of different mithais and some other little surprises as well.
Wow. And you're only into eggless cakes, are you?
Yes, only eggless cakes. And I do a whole range of other cakes as well. So you've got your chocolate mousse cake, your orange poppy seed cake. My cheesecakes are gelatin free and the cheese is suited for vegetarians. So I source all the products. Majority of my ingredients are all imported. The oils that I use, the butters that I use are all of top class. I don't use any substandard products in my baking and in my cooking. Even the ghee is the best quality ghee.
Wow.
I source the best quality ghee my mithais. Yes.
Yeah, that's what probably answers my questions, because I had that question when I had your mithai last time, that they were really delicious and sumptuous. So, I don't know about the others, but yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to come to your stand at the Indian Cultural Expo, Veenaji.
I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
And Veenaji, what is the usual time frame that you normally take if someone had to order, whether it's a festival order or whether it's an individual order?
During festivals, I get very busy and I do get sold out quite fast. So I do suggest that if you are planning on ordering for Diwali, please do so now. Look out at my Facebook page, Veena Gorasya's Kitchen, or Instagram page, Veena Gorasya's Kitchen. And I will be updating the mithais that I will be having for Diwali. But if it's just generally you wanted to order, I need at least 2 days of notice.
Excellent.
It's a 48-hour turnaround.
Well, that's not too much, I would say. That's really not too much.
I'm quite good in the kitchen that way.
Excellent. No, thank you so much, Veenaji. I really wish you good luck with the Indian Cultural Expo and with your sumptuous mithais, Indian fusion cakes, and the artisan mithais. I think we are all looking forward to coming and having a bite on it.
Thank you, Gautamji. I'll make sure I'll have lots of samples for everyone to try.
Lovely. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you, Gautamji. Thanks for that.